Yeah. What it is and what it ain't, and what it's gonna be. What's that wordy word, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, gods and goddesses? Are y'all coming? As y'all know, if you don't know, I'm old dog, big money man. Miss Thang got it on me, I got it in me. Bring y'all a pre-recorded podcast once again. It's live to me and pre-recorded to y'all. Same toilet, different feces, you hear me? I'ma jump right in. No swimming lessons, just swimming trunks. Food for thought. Seek knowledge. The reason why it's great to seek your own knowledge is because you can't go off 100% on what everybody tell you. Not even your own parents. And there's a lot of things that your parents should tell you, show you, and teach you, but they don't. Why? I don't know. Some people have a fear of doing things depending on what it is. We don't have time to sit down and make a list on what it is, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know when your parents are holding a secret from you, just like your teacher. These teachers out here teaching the wrong thing. They teaching about homosexuality and other bullshit that doesn't even matter. Lying about what happened in history. When history is all lies anyway, 99.9% of them. That's their version. That's why it's called history, because that's his story. How accurate can something be for somebody else's version? I don't care what book is written or what story is told. Everything is handed down. Everything is washed up. That's why they're trying their best to delete history right now. That's why you have the Mandela effect. It exists for a reason. And they came up with this theory called the Mandela effect. This shit ain't no Mandela effect. Universe ain't playing tricks on you. It's the elites. It's your government. It's motherfuckers around you. And sometimes, it can be a motherfucker right next door to you. You know what I'm saying? Trying to delete something that they don't want you to know about. The difference between them and the government. The government want to delete shit on a higher scale than them. That's the only difference. Seek your own knowledge. We too busy arguing with each other about knowledge, religion, conspiracies, so on and so forth. We're going to continue to argue because we're arguing off whose information is who and what version is what. We're going by somebody else's interpretation of things in life instead of seeking our own knowledge. And then again, the knowledge we're seeking, the readable sources aren't always accurate. It's still another man's truth. At the end of the day, you won't know 100% of the truth. You know, hearsay. Until the end, until it's all over. You know, I don't know if that end is after death, but that end is the end of time, if time exists. I don't believe time exists. I think time is non-existent. I think it's just a formula that man uses to keep themselves on track. You know, they lie about a lot of things. They tell you that there were Indians when they know damn well people of color were called Indians. My people. My people was already in America. They are Americans. Well, we'll call them Americans. We're going to say indigenous people that always existed here. They roamed the lands. They eat off the lands and everything. They came here and not only try to destroy and slaughter my people, give them disease and famine and rape them, destroy their knowledge, destroy their way of life, learn from their skills, and take it and run with it and strip their skills from them. My people was already here. My people were the Indians. They call them Indians. Now they call them niggers, Negroes, a.k.a. African Americans. Well, we're not even from Africa. Half of us have never seen Africa, never set foot on Africa, don't even know if Africa exists. You know what I'm saying? The only thing we seen was what we see on TV, the majority. Now, I can't speak for everybody. I know I've been there, but most black people that was born in this country hasn't been there. The only ones allegedly that's come from there and back and forth is the ones that's from there. But we do know there's lands other places. From what we know, that's if you travel. If you don't travel, You're just a reality within your realm and your existence, your little proximity. It's a big planet. It's other places to go, other places to learn about. Sometimes you got to find out. It ain't easy to travel, cost to do anything. But it's best to do it while you're living, because you only get one life, one death. When you gone, you ain't gonna remember none of this shit. You ain't gonna be able to come back and do it all again. So go ahead and get it out the way while you can. But meanwhile, gain knowledge. Become wise, man. That's just food for thought. You can't even trust your own government. I was just telling somebody how you can't drink the water that we have. Bad enough we take a bath and shower in it. You know what I'm saying? Wash our face and cook our food with it, so on and so forth. But you got some people that won't even go to a grocery store and buy a pack of water, a bottle of water, or a jug of water and drink it. Spring water, electrolyte water. They'd rather drink out the faucet. If you take a cup of water from out the faucet and you let it get room temperature, wait a couple hours till it get room temperature and sniff it, and come back and let me know what it smelled like. Smell just like some chlorine, chloride, or some bleach or something added to it. That's exactly what it smelled like, because those are all the strong chemicals that they put in there. God knows what else. That's just what you smell. That ain't what you see. You ain't going to smell it all. You damn sure ain't going to see it all. Remember I said it. You ain't going to smell it all. You damn sure ain't going to see it all. A lot of those chemicals and things they use are invisible. Of course they should be, because people eat with their minds and their eyes more so than their brains or their smell. Just like people drink more so from their eyes and their minds more so than their taste or smell. They don't know what a Pepsi tastes like until they taste it. But they look at it, see it's cold and refreshing with sizzling suds on it and acid coming out of it. Oh man, I'm finna get me a good drink. You know? And then they find out the soda's flat or it don't taste like what it look like. People eat with their eyes before they eat with their mouths. They got to see it first. So they're not going to give you a visual of a water being dirty. I mean, come on, think about it. How many times in the past in the United States has the government not clean water or, you know, not help people out of an emergency? That's considered an emergency. You don't have clean water? Come on, man. A lot of these people can't afford all that money to take baths in. You know what I'm saying? Cook in. You got to clean up. I mean, you got to live life. You got to continue. You know what I'm saying? Nobody got time to be spending all that money to buy all that fucking water. I mean, come on, man. Yeah, to drink, maybe, of course. But you know, you got to do other sorts, do other things. You got to. But nobody wants to take a bath in polluted water. Like in Flint, Michigan, for instance, water was just all types of colors, man. You might as well damn near say the rainbow. I mean, crazy colors I've never seen before. Government took forever to, you know, do something about it. All out through Mississippi, people down there suffering. Can't take a bath, can't do shit. Hot as a motherfucker. Gets humid down in Mississippi. You know, it gets real hot, and it's closer to the river. So, of course, that hot mist from that river gonna cause it to be misty in the air and humid. You know what I'm saying? What do you expect? Motherfucker wanna wash their ass, and they can't because they liable to catch something, have to get a rabies shot, turn into a damn zombie. Because water coming out darkening your motherfucking ass. You understand what I'm saying? I don't get it. I don't know what's going on. Why they allow the water to be like that? I mean, you would think the government is responsible where they are. But you would think they're supposed to be responsible for all the water throughout the states and cities and counties. But obviously, they allowed a lot of people to suffer. I think it's just an experiment, and they only do it to areas where it's predominantly black. if you really, really do your research and really look back on it, they are predominantly black. You don't hear about shit like this happening in white states and most predominantly white cities, rich cities, rich areas. You don't hear about shit like this. Because for one, they have town hall meetings. Two, they got money. Three, they got the feds in their pockets, the mafia anyway. They not finna play. Our water better be clean and our communities better be safe. Even our atmosphere better be fresher than the atmosphere that the blacks and Hispanics breathe in their neighborhoods. That's why they can put their house on the hills. Things of that nature. They get fresher air and all that good shit. They have a no-fly zone in them rich areas. No helicopters and planes flying over. Not at all. There's a reason for that. Tell me another reason why a plane should fly over them places. Because there is no reason. But they make it a reason because they don't want nothing flying over those rich white people. Those elites stay out there. Their children stay out there. So you got to think about it. You got to do your math. But that's just reality of it. I understand education is important. And it really is. But I will speak the reality of it. 90 to 95% of the things that we learn in school, especially from daycare all the way into high school graduation, we don't really need it. It's kind of common sense. We don't use it in the real world, nor do we need it. And the things that we learn in college, they don't teach and prep us in high school. And it ain't free. You're definitely going to pay for it somehow, some way, if it's a scholarship or a tuition that's paid for by the government or out your own pockets or your parents' pockets or a guardian or organization or nonprofit organization. You're going to pay. It is not free. Whether you make payment plans to pay for it or you pay as a whole, you're going to pay. It's nothing's free. But I will say this. Not to take the education from the children. And I wouldn't dare tell the child this. I'm speaking to the adults because most of the adults can agree on what I'm saying. And I'm not telling you the adults to stop getting education. Because you might not have got your high school diploma. Go back and get your high school diploma. You know what I'm saying? Go to college. Get a degree. Get a few of them. Go to the max. Make the most money. So you can help the most people. And have a giving heart and be humble. I ain't taking nothing from the teachers. Because they believe in teaching. And they go to college and they, you know, do blood, sweat, and tears and this shit. I think teachers are heroes and they should be paid more. As much as I dislike the police, every police ain't did nothing wrong to me. Just the ones I had my experiences with. I will say that they have a dangerous job. You know, they really do. And while most of them are responders to me and they're not heroes to me, and the reason why I say that is because you call the police, you're going to be asked, well, 911, so to speak, you know, versus a police station. Police station is going to ask a million questions also. But when you need help, you don't call the police station, you call 911. That's just reality of it. And they're going to ask you a million questions before they dispatch a police officer. Police officers don't know what's going on. All they know, they're in panic mode. They got a panic call. And they on alert. They're coming aggressive. They're already scared. And the ones that ain't scared still will shoot you. But a scared person will shoot and kill you quicker than a brave person. Let's be real about it. And they ask you a million questions. Same dumbass questions over and over. Excuse me. Then act like they don't hear. What you speak up, I can't hear you. They ask you your race and all that. You coming to the address. I don't think the race matters. You coming to the address where a human being located. And you just need to know such and such is hurt, down, shot, rape, robbed, whatever. That's why I never understood. I never understood that. And when the police shows up, 95% of the time, people are already harmed, robbed, raped, beat up, hurt, shot, assaulted. Some of them already got missing. Criminal already gone. They damn near halfway to their destination. So on and so forth. These motherfuckers are responders, man. Just like an ambulance or, you know what I'm saying, or fire truck. They are responders. People know what they're doing. It's like the government know what they're doing. These motherfuckers are responders. They don't save nothing. Person's already hurt, cut. Worst case scenario, they might get there on time. But I will say this, though. It's very rare to catch them in action. Unless it's a bank robbery live going on. They end up, you know what I'm saying, getting lucky, getting in the midst of it. You know what I'm saying, an act of robbery or something. But usually they are responders. They respond to everything. And you got to be careful with that because a lot of them are already afraid, scared, and they will hurt you. Now, knowing the situation or the circumstance, they will hurt you. And then, you know, dispatch might tell them your race, black male, whatever. They're going to become aggressive for real. Because they think every black man is aggressive, every black man is crazy, every black man is a killer. And that's not always the case. It just ain't. All I'm saying is, I would give them a raise, the police. And, you know, firefighters, all of them, because they got a hard job. They definitely do. And, you know, I know they look out for each other. They take care of each other. That's the way it's supposed to be. You know, and that's a lot of them live. A lot of them, you know, unite and do what they're supposed to do. But it's about helping the community. It's about doing right for the community. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what kind of color badge you wear or uniform you wear. As long as you're doing right by the children and, you know, you ain't doing no weirdo stuff. You ain't hurting nobody or nothing. Me stealing or robbing or doing nothing crazy, I'm for it. I salute it. I might not trust you 100% because y'all are known to be non-trustworthy and you show that you can't be trusted. I'm not going to trust you. But I do believe in giving y'all raises and things of that nature because I know it's well earned. I know you have a dangerous job. You know, just like teachers, they practically raising these kids. They around these kids more than the mother or the father sometimes. And, you know, when the kids get out of school, usually the mother, the father at work or going to work, they never get to see their kids. Their kids are raising themselves. You know, it's all about doing what's right. Doing what's right. I ain't never got nobody nowhere. When you put your foot down, you be aggressive with it. It'll work out every time. It definitely will work out. I didn't do this podcast to entertain people all the time. Because it's a time to joke and laugh. It's time to be serious. And it's a time to be dangerous also. Today is a time to be serious. Because we need to know these things. We need to speak on these things. We need to teach each other things that we don't do. We lack on that. And at the end of the day, as long as the children are okay, I'm okay. It's about these children. I seen a documentary. I seen an interview on the guy that knew about some kids being underground and being trafficked through funeral home hearses and stuff and thrown in caskets. That break my heart. That's pissed me off immediately. I don't understand it, but it's real. I just don't. The Y'all definitely pray for me just like I pray for y'all. And we should do this more often. Pray for each other. We should have a prayer in the middle of the session. I didn't have one in the end. But other than that, appreciate y'all listening. Y'all stay up, stay clean, and stay dangerous. Oh, no.